May the Lord watch over me as I preach His good news. Today is Mothering Sunday. This is a day of celebration, a pause in the austerity, as we could say, of Lent. Today we thank God and thank our mothers for our nurturing, for our upbringing, for our chances in life, which our mothers have given us, often at their own expense. It is also a day to learn from the example of their love. During the week I did some reading and reflecting upon Mothering Sunday. I want to tell you a story that I read during the course of my reading. It involved four vicars standing around talking, and as so often happens, the conversation soon turned to shop talk. The conversation led them to compare different versions of the Bible. "I prefer the King James version of the scripture," said one, "for its eloquent use of the English language." The second one said that no Bible could match the Revised Standard Version for its faithfulness to the original Greek and Hebrew text. "That may well be," said the third, "but I prefer the Jerusalem Bible for its contemporary language and easy readability." There was a thoughtful period of silence, and then the fourth minister said, "I like my mother's translation best." It was with some surprise, and the other said, "We didn't know your mother had translated the Bible." "Yes, she did," he replied. "She translated it into her daily life, and it was through her translation that I came to know God." Most of you will know that by profession I'm a lawyer. I specialise in criminal law, youth law, and am a specialist appointed by the court to represent children in the family court. It's my experience, unfortunately, to witness, to learn almost on a daily basis about family dysfunction and parental neglect, to witness a real hatred between parents, and also between parents and their children, with all the cruelty that that can entail. We can all, I suspect, recall media reports in this country of extreme and tragic reports of unbelievable cruelty that has often ended in death for our most vulnerable children and toddlers. And these cases are even more shocking because we know in our hearts that the true nature of parenthood is one of care and compassion and protection. Mothering Sunday is a wonderful day in which we celebrate the nurturing of parents, the nurture of parents, and of course especially our mothers. As Christians, we believe that we are able to speak about what God is like because Jesus shows us God in human form. When we look at Jesus and his life, we see the very best demonstration of the qualities which we need to be good parents. Parents love their children. Parents are meant to love their children. One thing we see very clearly in the life of Jesus was that he loved the children. When Jesus lived in Palestine, he opened himself up to all sorts of people and showed an indiscriminate love. He welcomed thousands of people to the hillside, and he taught them. He even fed them. He got along with the outcasts, got along with the sinners, got along with ordinary people. He loved them all. The story a few moments ago about how the minister's mother translated the Bible into her daily life is a very real high point in describing mothers. Motherhood was probably best epitomised in the person of Mary, Mother of Jesus. Here was a woman who said yes to God and gave birth in the most difficult of circumstances, who risks the condemnation of the Jewish society. She watched as visitors barged into the stable where she gave birth, and she allowed them to worship her son. She received the wise men and received their gifts. She saw her son preach among haters and opposition. And then she watched as her son was led to his death and crucified. Through all this, through all those events, she affirmed and supported him. Truly the most shining example of a mother. So what should Mothering Sunday mean for us today? Well, we as Christians are the embodiment. We aspire to be the embodiment of Christ in our daily lives. We are the church, not this building, no matter how beautiful it may be, but strengthened by the Holy Spirit and sustained by the body and blood of Christ. We may not always be able to save our material and ever more secular society, but we can do our bit to mother those around us. Is there someone we have lost touch with who would welcome a call or a letter or an email from us? Is there a neighbour who would welcome a visit or an invitation to coffee? In our, at times, over-material society, have we brought a little extra to go to the food bank to meet the needs of others? Is there someone we haven't spoken to for ages? Perhaps someone we fell out with ages ago with whom we could make contact? Could we make the first move in reconciliation, as mothers often have to do? Is there a broken relationship to heal? This is what it means to be the embodiment of Christ. There's a word which is often used of churches. And sometimes when people are in trouble or troubled, we say that they can find sanctuary in the church. A sanctuary, of course, is a place of refuge, a place of asylum, a place where those who need a home and have none may find it. I think there's something enduring in the notion that all who come will find in the church a place of safety and refuge. And there I'm talking about a spiritual refuge. I like the concept of the church being a safe place for all. Sanctuary is a word which shows the church as a place of open doors and open hearts. It encourages us to be the kinds of people who show the forgiving nature of mothers. Today we remind ourselves of the fact that we are all part of God's family. Jesus taught us that we could speak to God as we speak to an earthly parent. We are all children of God, and the church should be able to embrace all God's children and welcome them with a love which demonstrates the best qualities, the very best qualities of parenthood. To the extent that we are able to think of a mother church which loves all God's children as God himself loves them. But above all, we thank God and thank our mothers for our nurturing, for our upbringing, and for the opportunities that we have all been given in life. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.